The Old Testament reading for Thanksgiving is from Deuteronomy chapter 8. The whole commandment that I command you today, you shall be careful to do, that you may live and multiply, and go in and possess the land that the Lord swore to give to your fathers. And you shall remember the whole way that the Lord your God has led you these 40 years in the wilderness, that he might humble you, testing you to know what was in your heart, whether you would keep his commandments or not. And he humbled you, and let you hunger and fed you with manna, which you did not know, nor did your fathers know, that he might make you know that man does not live by bread alone, but man lives by every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. Your clothing did not wear out on you, and your foot did not swell these 40 years. Know then in your heart that as a man disciplines his son, the Lord your God disciplines you. So you shall keep the commandments of the Lord your God by walking in his ways and fearing him. This is the word of the Lord. The epistle lesson is from Philippians chapter 4. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. What you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. I rejoice in the Lord greatly, that now at length you have revived your concern for me. You were indeed concerned for me, but you had no opportunity. Not that I am speaking of being in need, for I have learned in whatever situation I am to be content. I know how it is to be brought low, and I know how it is to abound. If any in every circumstance, I have learned the secret of facing plenty and hunger, abundance and needs. I can do all things through him who strengthens me. Yet it was kind of you to share my trouble. And you Philippians yourself know that in the beginning of the gospel, when I left Macedonia, no church entered into partnership with me in giving and receiving except you only. Even in Thessalonica, you sent me help for my needs once and again. Not that I seek the gift, but I seek the fruit that increases to your credit. I have received full payment and more. I am well supplied, having received from Epaphroditus the gifts you sent, a fragrant offering, a sacrifice and acceptable and pleasing to God. And my God will supply every one of your needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. To our God and Father be glory forever and ever. Amen. This is the word of the Lord. The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 17th chapter. On the way to Jerusalem, Jesus was passing along between Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered a village, he was met by 10 lepers, who stood at a distance and lifted up their voices, saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." When he saw them, he said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were cleansed. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice. And he fell on his face at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks. Now he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus answered, "Were not 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?" And he said to him, "Rise and go your way. Your faith has made you well." This is the gospel of the Lord. Grace and peace to you from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The text for tonight's message was from the gospel lesson from Luke chapter 17. Jesus was on his way down to Jerusalem. This is his final trip down to Jerusalem before he would be crucified. And along the way, he ran into 10 lepers. Now, lepers at this time were under basically a death sentence. The medical profession at the time did not know how to stop the progression of the disease. And people were afraid of contamination. If you were near a leper, they thought you could catch it. They obviously didn't have the medical knowledge that we do today, but they were afraid that you could catch it just by being near them. So they lived in colonies. One of the great scenes from the movie Ben-Hur is right at the end when Ben-Hur comes back to Israel and he finds his mother and sister in the leper colony in the caves. But this is their life. They had to live apart from society. They were beyond any help of the day. And what made it worse is people felt that the reason they had leprosy is that they had committed some great sin. So it's kind of hard to feel sorry for somebody who's brought it upon themselves. And that's how a lot of people looked upon lepers. They must have done something that angered God enough. They were mindful of the rules, and they knew that when they got near to, quote, regular people, they had to announce that they were lepers and to stay away from them. So they knew the rules of the day, so they cry out to Jesus, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." Jesus responds in a very unusual way. To no other person in the Gospels does he respond to in this way. Instead of saying, "Be healed, rise up, look and see, take your bed and walk," instead he says, "Go show yourselves to the priests." At that point, they weren't healed. But he said, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." So the 10 of them took off to go show themselves to the priests, because the law of Moses said that if you had been healed of leprosy, you could go show yourselves to the priest, he would declare you clean, and then you could be restored to society. The reason some were, quote, cleansed of or healed of their leprosy is there's diseases that look like leprosy but aren't really. And they're very healable diseases. So law of Moses allowed them to return to, quote, a regular society. Now they had to go to the priest to show themselves as regular, acceptable people. And as they traveled, they were changed, or they were healed, I should say. Except the one Samaritan turns back and he goes back to praise God. He falls at Jesus' feet and thanks him. And Jesus responds, "Were not all 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?" Then he said to him, "Rise and go, your faith has made you well." Notice he did not say, "Your faith cured you," because the other 9 were cured of their leprosy. So it was not because of faith that they were cured of their leprosy. The man was saved from eternal damnation because of his faith. We are saved because of faith, because of grace. And it shouldn't surprise us that we are saved by grace through faith. I mean, that's one of the Lutheran maxims of all times, saved by grace through faith. Now think of it this way, of the 10 lepers, one of which was saved. Now, the other 9 went in obedience. They followed exactly what Jesus told them to do, and for that they should be commended. They were anxious to be healed, but they wanted to get back to what was seen as normal. They wanted to get back to their families. They wanted to get back to their neighborhoods. They wanted to get back to work. They wanted the normal life again. But the 10th leper, he's not in such a hurry to forget how bad it was. He's not in such a hurry to get back to a normal life, because he knew there was more to life than just what we consider as normal. The hand of God had touched him personally. Jesus recognized that this leper, this Samaritan, had been dead in his sins. And this leper, former leper, I should say now, gives thanks to God. And even Jesus calls it this thanksgiving that he gives. I fear too often we can be like the 9 who just want a normal life. Now, we shouldn't do it, but we've all done this one. "God, if you will just do this for me, I will do this in return." Now, I'm not going to ask for a show of hands, but we've all done that one. Try to beg and plead with God and bargain with him. We shouldn't do it, but we do it. And when that event happens that we ask God for, too oftentimes we forget our part of the bargain. How many times have we communed at the Lord's altar and then promptly forgot that very shortly afterwards that we communed with the grace and forgiveness of God Himself? How many times have we heard about God's cares and forgiveness only to live, quote, normal lives? We leave church and we go back to what is seen as normal. Or an extreme example, ever been spared from a great illness or an accident which, had it just gone slightly different, could have had dramatic, drastic results? Then how oftentimes do we then live each and every day realizing it is a gift from God alone? What a shame it is to have met Jesus, the Lord and giver of life, to meet the one who loves to eat and drink with sinners and to worship in the synagogues and who prayed in the wilderness and in the mountains, and then would come away from that meeting with just our health restored. What a shame it is to have met Jesus, the risen Christ, the one who takes us and embraces us just the way we are, the one who forgives us and gives us His resurrection power, and come away from that meeting more with more than just being, quote, normal. When we encounter God, we don't return normal. Normal is trapped in sin, death, and despair. Compare it to the new normal. The new normal that the Samaritan had once he came back to give thanksgiving to God. He would then see Christ on the cross and what He had done for him there, and how God still works through to us or for us through His Word and sacrament. One day, Jesus healed 10 lepers. Of them, 9 went away to show themselves to the priests and to return to their normal lives. But one of them, a Samaritan, an outcast, turned and gave Jesus thanks and was made whole. He was saved on account of his faith. May the same be truly said of each and every one of us. Amen. May the peace of God, which is above all human understanding, keep our hearts and minds focused on Jesus Christ to life everlasting. Amen.